We push all the buttons so you don't have to. Vectis Radio, online and on FM 104.6.
You're listening to the Wednesday afternoon show with me, Dave Mack. I've also got
Shannon
and
Amy.
Yes, you have joined us to well, obviously you do your own show.
Mm-hmm.
And feel free to tell the people when you do your shows.
Every Thursday afternoon from 1 until 4, so there'll be one tomorrow.
Yes, so yeah. Tune in. Mm-hmm. But you've graced us with your presence today because you're helping me stand in for Ross as well, because yeah, he's out playing with his bowls. Mm-hmm. And also, you have your new single to plug.
I do, yeah.
Which is fantastic, by the way. And stay tuned, because we're going to play it after this as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, tell us a little bit about it. So when did it get released?
So it got released, I think it was last Friday, yeah, and I wrote it back in 2022 with my friend Beth.
Oh, wow.
Beth Brookfield, and yeah, she gave me permission to play it with my band, so I've been performing it for the past few years, and I've only just been able to release it. I actually used funding that I got through the Mike Howley Trust last year. And I recorded it at Empire Sound Studio in Newport with Dan Ashdown.
Yeah, he is. He's one of my team at the Woodvale, and he's a fantastic musician with his own band as well.
Yeah,
and the stuff he does, obviously, I heard his recordings, which mm-hmm. I look forward to listening to this as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah, great compliment to what you're doing. So,
yeah, definitely.
4 years you sat on this song.
Yeah, it's 4 years. I wanted to release it before now, but it just, yeah. I think it was hard to get studio time at Platform One. There's so many musicians all want studio time. So, but yeah, I'm just glad that it's finally out for everyone to listen to. And yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Oh, cool. So tell us a little bit about the song. You know, what inspired you to write it? Because I know you said, I think the last one you released was about your best friend.
Oh, yeah.
That went away. Mm-hmm. And obviously, so tell us, what's this one about?
So this one's about me and Beth's love of summer. What happened was, I think it was, we had these like Monday creative sessions at Platform One.
Okay.
And there was one day me and Beth were both like, well, what do we do? And she was like, do you want to write a song together? And I said, yeah,
why
sure.
Not?
And that was the song that became Familiar Friend. And Beth would use like Pinterest to look at lyric ideas. And she was thinking about what we have in common. And she was thinking about how we both love summer and how we feel sad when it ends. And there's a lot of lyrics about things like the changing of the seasons and when did all the clocks go back and things like that. But there's also like an element of a relationship in there, so it's kind of like double meanings, which I love in song lyrics. Like, it's really fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So obviously, where can people get hold of this? So where can they either buy a copy or listen to it?
So it's on all major streaming services. So it'll be on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music, all of the other ones.
Yeah, there's a few of them.
Like over 100, I think. Yeah,
is there really now?
Yeah, crikey. There's so many. There's even like TikTok Music and yeah, it's like...
Oh yeah, well, don't worry about listening them all off then.
yeah, it might take a while. So.
If you've got a music streaming app,
it's probably on there. Yeah,
fair play.
Hopefully.
So search Amy Jolliffe and yeah, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Is there any way you can get any hard copies, anything like that? Or?
Not at the moment. People keep saying to me that I should get some merch or something, but I've got, this is my sixth single now, so ooh, I am tempted. I might put them on a CD at some point.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool. An album.
Oh, yeah. I really want to do an album. I was talking to Dan about recording an album, but I realised that I thought I could do it with not much funding, but it costs more money than I thought, so I'm gonna figure that out if it's right, a goal for the future, because I've got a lot of unreleased songs that no one's ever even heard that I've never even performed before.
Okay.
And I just want to do something with them.
Ooh, yeah. Some untapped material.
Yeah, there's a lot, actually. Yeah, sometimes I look back through all the songs that I've written and I think, oh, this is a good one. I haven't actually done anything with this yet. It's quite exciting.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So obviously, like you were saying, your background is you have studied with Platform One.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you've just said they've had their their kind of, not reunion, but their anniversary gigs as well.
Yeah, they did.
Did you play at that?
I didn't. I just went to watch because I think it was all like the current students playing.
Oh, so they had
in the daytime, this was at Gigi's Barn Restaurant the other day. It was like a week or two ago. It started with rock school students in the daytime,
okay.
But I missed that bit. And then the evening, they had like the all the BTEC students and the degree students playing. There was tributes as well.
Oh, really?
There was like Taylor Swift tribute and Bruno Mars as well. That was my favourite one. You know his red sequin blazer?
Yeah.
All the band members wore it and it
was
amazing.
Good look.
Yeah, it was such a good look. And the lead singer as well, he came out at the end with like the iconic like pink blazer and white jacket and sunglasses and he got a big cheer. There was a guy playing saxophone and it was like every time he played a little bit, everyone would cheer for him. And yeah, it was great.
Ah, smart.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
And obviously, I'm assuming this is your next gig. It might have one in between.
Oh, yeah.
But you are playing at the Isle of Wight Festival as well.
I am, yeah, with my band as well. Yeah, and that's on Sunday on the Platform One stage at 10 till 3.
Nice.
10 to 3. And it's.
Because that's a long
hour.
Set, 10 till 3.
Oh, no.
5 hours.
No. Wow. No. So 2:50 p.m. We've got half an hour, which I'm happy about because last year I had 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Last year there was a power cut as well.
Oh, no.
It's. The stage runs on a generator.
Oh, okay.
And
yep.
It's just...
Run out of fuel.
You can't really tell when it's going to run out, so it was just unlucky. But
it's like Russian roulette.
Yeah, it is. I just got unlucky. But that was my fifth year playing that and the first time I had any trouble, so...
Well, I pray that you don't get that again.
Yeah, I hope so.
I will be there to watch you, obviously.
Thank you.
And if you want to know where the Platform One tent is, I assume it's going to be in the same place as usual.
Think so,
which
yeah.
is just as you come into the main arena, it's on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see it at the top of the field, pretty much. It's the one by the main entrance, effectively, isn't it? It's
the first
one you come to. So it's always a great one to check out. And there's all lots of local music being played out from there, because obviously a lot of people have either been on the Platform One course or are on it at the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know I'll be there to watch Panda Swim as well. I will be looking out for them because good mates of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be there to watch you as well. So,
thank you.
No, fabulous. And Amy, obviously with the new single,
mm-hmm.
you had good feedback from it? Have everyone said they loved it?
Yeah. I had some people say, like, they think it's my best one yet.
Ooh, okay.
But I think every song I do... it just gets better every time, because when I released Love Is, I was like, this is my favourite. Then I released Take Me Home and that was my favourite. Now I think this one's my favourite, so every time it just keeps getting better.
I wonder what will happen when you get to the next one and you're like, actually I prefer my last one.
Oh yeah, we will see
what happened then.
I don't know, this one is very special to me. But then I did say that about Take Me Home as well. But yeah, I think Beth as well, like, she's not really doing music much anymore. She's gone into social media management. But she's working with some really, like, big brands, so it's quite exciting.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just, when I was at Platform One, I just kind of, like, admired her so much as a songwriter and as a person. She's a lovely person. And, yes, this song will always be special to me, and... it's great that she like gave me the permission to record it and to perform it, and she sings on it as well.
Ah, okay. So you're featuring.
Yeah, it's featuring Beth. She would have been happy for me to be the only singer, but I asked her because she's got a lovely voice, so
aww.
I wanted her on the song too.
Oh, cool. Well, thanks for chatting to us about it, Amy. And I do wish you the best of luck with it. And it's great when, as a musician, you get to actually record your stuff and play it out to people.
Yeah.
And then you've got it also locked in for future memories and everything else and for other people to enjoy for the rest of their life as well.
Yeah.
So good going. Well, do you know what? It'd be rude of me to actually introduce your song.
Okay.
So, Amy, take it away. Introduce your song.
This is Familiar Friend by Amy Jolliffe featuring Beth Brookfield on Vectis Radio.
Take it away.
Local music by local musicians on Vectis Radio.
Local music sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop. Visit them on 12 Shooters Hill, Cowes, or call 242 680.